Last week, in discussing Brias HaOlam, Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Mitzvah of Kiddush, we pointed out that the two different emphases, one on HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Borei, the second HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Manhig. The Gemara in Pesachim of Kuf Yud Zayin, the need to mention Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim when it comes to Kiddush. Because after all, that always emphasizes Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzei Tzicha. The role of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Manhig. He also mentioned in passing that this is a Kiddush that Reb Chaim explains at length when it comes to Kriyashma. But why is it regarding Kriyashma, whose mitzvah is Kabbalah Samach Shemayim, that that seems to be linked to the obligation of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? Exactly, in order to demonstrate that Yichud Hashem, Kabbalah Samach Shemayim, must go hand in hand, not simply with the Kadosh Baruch Hu as being Borei, but also with the role of Kadosh Baruch Hu as being Mani. This issue about the definition of Kriyashma and its link to Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is a major issue in the Rishonim. The Gemara discusses in Brachos and Daf Chof Aleph Amar Aleph the machlokas between Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel, machlokas min Shmuel Nechachamim, whether Kriyashma is a mitzvah daraisa or whether Kriyashma is a mitzvah derabanan. The Gemara says the following chiddush according to Shmuel, that safek kara Kriyashma, safek lo kara, eino choz v'kore. Why is that true? Because according to Shmuel, Kriyashma is only a mitzvah derabanan, and we assume that sveka derabanan l'kula. The Gemara asks, Rav Yosef's kasha, that how can that be? Doesn't the pasuk say, v'shoch v'chul kumecha? How can you say that kriyashma is only a mitzvah derabanan? The Gemara answers, amalei abaye, that no, ha'hu b'divrei Torah u'ditzin. That parsha, the divartava m'shivtecha v'vesecha, is not referring to the kriya of parsha's kriyashma. No, but rather it's referring to ha'hu b'divrei Torah u'ditzin. We generally assume that kriyashma is a mitzvah daraisa. This is what the Rif, for example, writes in Brachos and Daf Yabezim and Bezim Daf Yarif, that less hilchos al kishmuel, but rather the Rif writes that kriyashma is in fact a mitzvah daraisa, but not all Rishonim agree. If you look, for example, at Tosus and Menachos and Daf Mem Gimel Mabez, Tosus writes that kriyashma is only a mitzvah darabana, that we pass from like the view of Shmuel, that ahu b'divrei Torah d'chzir. If you look even further, like the Tosus and Sota, Daf Lamed Beis and Beis, Tosus quotes this possibility, Kriyashma only being a mitzvah derabanan, and the Tosus and Sota writes that how can that be? There's so many drashos that the Gemara has based on the parsha of Kriyashma as referring to Kriyashma itself. All the drashos of V'shach V'chul V'kumecha, how can you say that it's only a mitzvah derabanan? And Tosus writes that V'dochek Lomar, the Chol Hani Asmachta, right, really to argue that everything is only nasmachta, this is mani hayom that the Gemara derives, it's only nasmachta derabanan. Tosus writes, it's dachuk to assume that that's true. If you look, for example, right, in the Kesef Mishnah, right, Nochus Kriyashma, Perek Bezal, Afi Yigimo, the Kesef Mishnah also just simply comments that there's so many brises the Gemara quotes that applies these psukim to Kriyashma. And the Kesef Mishnah again writes that Mashma Darayas Gemuras Ninhu. This is a real Drasha Gemura. And according to Shmuel, everyone is forced to argue that all these Drashas are only considered to be an Asmachta. If you look, however, in Rabbeinu Yonah, right, on that Daf Nerif, and Daf Yabez and Beis, and Daf Yarif, and Deramaslam, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbeinu Yonah writes an incredible Kiddush. One does not have to assume that all those drashos are only nasmachta. What exactly is the Shita of Shmuel? Kriyashma is drabana. Why is that true? Because Abaye says, Havu b'divrei Torah u'dichsev. So Rabbeinu Yonah writes the following great Kiddush, that everyone agrees there's a mitzvah daraisa, lesman depali. And what is the nature of that mitzvah? The mitzvah is Kabbalah Samach u'Shamayim. Everyone agrees that there's a mitzvah daraisa, Kabbalah Samach u'Shamayim. The machlokis is not in terms of kiyum ha-mitzvah, that everyone agrees. The machlokis simply is in terms of maisa ha-mitzvah. How is it that one goes about and fulfills this obligation of Kabbalah Samach u'Shamayim? The sheet of the Chachamim, you understand very well, what is the act of Kabbalah Samach u'Shamayim? Right? The kriya of the parsh of Shema. You say Shema Yisrael, Yichud Hashem. That's Kabbalah Samach u'Shamayim. Avas Hashem, Kabbalah Sal Mitzvot, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. All of that is part of Kabbalah Samach u'Shamayim. And the sheet of the Chachamim is that one can only fulfill the keem of Kabbalah Samalcha Shemayim through the kriya of this particular parsha. What is the shita of Shmuel? Of course there's a mitzvah daraisa of Kabbalah Samalcha Shemayim. And all the drashas that the Gemara quotes is mamash din daraisa. One is obligated to makabel amalcha shemayim, b'laylu v'yom v'shofu v'kumechas. I don't know, that's a din daraisa. What is Shmuel's incredible chiddush? That any kriya saparsha, b'chol makom sheyirtzer, Rabbi Yonah writes, that is a keem of Kabbalah Samalcha Shemayim. The choice of the parsha of Shema, that is only a din d'rabban. Well, that's a great chiddush. That each act of kriya saparsha, each act of limud haTorah, that is considered to be a keem of Kabbalah Samalcha Shemayim. Whether you're reading about Avas Hashem, or whether you're reading any pasuk in Chumash, that is a keem of Kabbalah Samalcha Shemayim. The fact that Chaim said that read this parsha, very mustaber, that's the parsha of Yichud Hashem, the parsha of Avas Hashem, the parsha of Schar, Onesh, Kabbalah Sal Mitzvos, that choice is only a Dindarabbanah. So therefore, Ben Yonah writes, again, a great Kiddush. Everyone agrees that every night and every day, there's a chiyuv of Kriya Saparsha. Shmuel just argued that any Kriya Saparsha, Midaraisa, is considered to be sufficient. This is what the Shagas Aryeh discusses at length in the very first Siman Aleph. That even a Kriya of Shar Parsha, Shel Torah, even that is considered to be a Mitzvah Seh Daraisa, according to Shmuel, and the Chayiv the Kros of Zman Shchiv of Zman Kiva, and the Chachamim shows that it must be Parsha's creation. A great Kiddush. This is what the rough term simply in terms of Kiyum HaMitzvah. Everyone agrees the Kiyum Mitzvah is Kabbalah Samalcha Shemayim. And Maisa HaMitzvah, according to Shmuel, it's Kriyas Kol Parsha Parsha. According to the Chachamim Midaraisa, it is only a Parsha of Kriya Shema. If you look, for example, in the Shurim Zecher Abba Mori, the Chelek Aleph and Daf Yud Zayin, there the Rav discusses the role of Limud HaTorah as being part of Kabbalah Samalcha Shemayim. Limud HaTorah is not just simply a mitzvah like Netilas Luv and Esra, but rather one who is Osek B'Dvar Hashem, that is considered to be an act of Kabbalah Samalcha Shemayim. The Rav would often refer to the Sugyan Brach and the Sugyan Baba Kama and Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph, where the Gemara writes that Vayochus Shlosh Yosim Vimed Ramatz Amayim in Mayim Al Torah. No, Dorshi Rishum Al Samrin. Good. So the Rav would often observe a great chiddush that the Takana of Kriya Satorah was even before Mamad Har Sinai. Vayochus Shlosh Yosim Vimed Ramatz Amayim was before Kabbalah Satorah. So the Gemara says a great chiddush that the Takana of Kriya Satorah was before Matan Torah. Rashi already comments that certain parshas were given to Knesset Yisrael even before the moment of Kabbalah Satorah. What was its purpose? The mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah was not yet given. That's the chiddush that the Gemara writes. That l'chula mayim ein mayim el Torah. The Gemara says that Knesset Yisrael couldn't survive miyad nilu. They would wither away without that kesher with the Dvar Hashem. So the Gemara doesn't state that the mechayiv of Kriya Satorah was the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, Talmud Torah b'tzibur. No, the Gemara says miyad nilu. They had to affirm, to establish that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Without it, they couldn't exist. That's the kiyum of Kabbalah Samalcha Shemayim. That kiyum of Hisaskus b'dvar Hashem, Limud HaTorah, Kriya Satorah, as a form of Kabbalah Samalcha Shemayim, that was relevant even before Mamad Har Sinai. And then the Rav continues and explains at great length, and that's not only true Kodem Matan Torah, but that's even true L'Achar Matan Torah as well. That L'Achar Matan Torah, now that we have a mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, yeah, but it's not only a mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, it also is a keem of Kabbalah Samalcha Shemayim. That's the Ramban that I always mention in the Hakdamah to his Pirush al HaTorah. Torah is called Shmosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra. When you call out the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does that mean? When a person involves himself in Limud HaTorah. That element, Kol Makom Asher Azkir Hashmi, Avodah Chavirachticha, that element of Limud HaTorah being Kabbalah Samalcha Shemayim, is not only Kodem Matan Torah, it's L'Achar Matan Torah as well. There, if you look elsewhere, in the Shema Zecher Abba Mori, Mechelet Beis, Amud Reishay, there the Rav describes that Hisaskos Betorah, Kriyasa Torah, as being a Tihar Ruchani, it's a, like the purification of Ruchnias, and the Kiddush Gavra, it's a Kaddish individual. That's what Liman HaTorah does. Not just simply it's a Kiyum Mitzvah, like Achilas Matzah, or Lulav Nesu. Rav explained, for example, that's why before Kriyas HaTorah, Baruch Hu. What does Baruch Hu HaShem HaBaruch mean? Again, an act of Kabbalah Samal HaShemayim. Before Kriyas HaTorah. Why is that necessary? Why do we have a Dover Shevik Dusha as a preface to Liman HaTorah? Because that's the Kiyum of Kriyas HaTorah. Not just simply like Liman HaTorah, but much more than that. Shita, for example, of Maram Rutenberg, that one is obligated to stand for Kriyas HaTorah. Why is that true? Limud HaTorah alone does not require Amida. But if the purpose of Kriyas HaTorah B'tzibur is to reenact Mamad Har Sinai, Kabbalah HaTorah, the Kedushas Yisrael, so therefore Rambam Rutenberg writes, even Amida is necessary. Rav Soloveitchik said that's the whole institution of a Kaddish Drabanan. There's a Kaddish Drabanan after Limud HaTorah. Yeah, that's in order to emphasize the role of Kabbalah Samal Peshamayim. Right? One would not eat matzah, and all of a sudden, Yisgadol Yisgadesh. No, Kabbalah Samal Peshamayim. But after Liman HaTorah, it's fully appropriate. Or, for example, the special Kaddish which is recited at the Siyum of the Masechta also affirms that sense of Kabbalah Samal Peshamayim. That's the Chiddush, right, according to Shmuel. Even the Chacham who disagree, they don't disagree fundamentally and argue that's not true. Right? Of course it's true that every act of Liman HaTorah is considered to be Kabbalah Samal HaShemayim. However, right, the Torah specifically requires that for the mitzvah of Kriyashma, you have to read that parsha of Yichud Hashem. But they also fundamentally would agree with Shmuel that any pasuk that a person reads with the affirmation that this is the Dvar Hashem, it also is considered to be an act of Kabbalah Samal HaShemayim itself. With this in mind, right, the Rav went a step further and suggested the following Kiddush. If you look in the Rambam, right, in the very beginning of Chofesh Kriyas Shema, the Rambam begins by saying, Pamayim B'chol Yom, Korin Kriyas Shema B'erev U'Bokim. Twice a day a person is obligated to say Kriyas Shema, the Rav was bothered by the following. What does it mean, Pamayim B'chol Yom? Karnas Kriya Shema B'erev Lokim. The Rav suggested, for example, the Rambam should say that mitzvahs are say, they grow Kriya Shema. Right, then when do you fulfill the mitzvah? B'erev Lokim. What is the Chiddush that the Rambam is emphasizing of Pamayim B'chol Yom? You get the impression from the Rambam, you're obligated to say Kriya Shema twice a day. You get the impression, for example, from the Rambam Shita, that if a person would recite Kriya Shema only once, a person would say Kriya Shema at night but not repeat it during the day. A person would say it only by Yom and not say it from the previous night. That there's something lacking in the Kim Kriya Shema. Not that he has fully fulfilled the Kriya Shema that he recited, and he has negated the Kriya Shema that he failed to recite, but no, that the Kiyum is Pamayim B'chol Yom, that twice a day one is obligated to do so. The Rav, for example, contrasted this with the Chiyuv of Korban Tamid. A person is obligated to bring a Tamid Shal Shachar, to bring the Korban Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim. There are Poshim Shach, those are two independent halachos. You're chayv to bring a Korban B'boker and a Korban Ben Arbayim. That the kim of the Tamid Shal Shachar is Shachar. The kim of Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim is Ben Arbayim. If a person would not, for example, offer the Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim, does that in any way diminish the kim of the Tamid Shal Shachar? Lechor or not? The Chiddush that I've suggested is the following, that when the Rambam tells us Pamayim B'chol Yom, the Chiddush is that Kriya Shema must be recited twice a day, and there is something lacking even in the kiyum of Kriya Shema that the person maintained, if it was only once and not twice. Why, in fact, should that be? So the Rav suggested the following Chiddush. The Maisa HaMitzvah is the Kriya Saparsha. The Kiyam HaMitzvah, the Chalos of Kriya Shema, is Kabbalos HaMalchus Shamayim. The Rav suggested the following Kiddush. Kabbalos HaMalchus Shamayim, the Rav considered to be Mitzvah Tmidi. Kabbalos HaMalchus Shamayim, it's enough to what? Even Kabbalos HaMalchus Shamayim for 10 seconds in the morning, 10 seconds in the evening. Yeah, just to say the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael. That's like the sheet of the Rambam. All you need is Pasuk Rishon Midaras. That's it. That's the extent of Kabbalos HaMalchus Shamayim. The Rav suggests that certainly is not true. In terms of Kiyum, in terms of Chalos, Kabbalos HaMalchus Shamayim is an ongoing, a constant Chiyum of Kabbalos HaMalchus Shamayim. The issue simply is the following. Practically speaking, how does that manifest itself? So a person should sit there every moment of each day, just constantly repeat Shema, Shema. No, so the Chiddush is the following, that if a person will do so when he wakes up, and a person will do so before he goes to sleep, in terms of Maisa Mitzvah, that's considered to be Kol Hayom. A person should always be mindful. Mitzvah Tmidis. So what does that mean? So a person has to run around, do nothing except Kabbalah Samach Hashemayim. So the answer is that no, a person will do so, v'shofu kumecha, pidin, that's considered to be kol hayom. That's the chiddush that the Rav suggested. That's not true when it comes to karban tamid. One would argue, what, nikar hadin, a person should bring 1,000 karbanos. Karban should be brought throughout the entire day. And the Torah says, look, if you bring one in the morning, bring the afternoon, that's sufficient, mecha taisi. But Kabbalah Samalchus Shamayim, that lechora one could envision, should be something which is enveloping the entire day. It's only necessary to be Kabbalah Samalchus Shamayim, right, one instant. No, the answer is, when a person does it, by Yom HaLaila, that's considered to be a Tekim, which is Nimsha, that's considered to be Kol Hayom. The Rav pointed out the following. If you look at the very beginning of Sefer Ahava, it's true of all the Svarim of the Rambam. The Rambam always quotes a pasuk that seems to capture the essence of that particular sefer. Now that was written by the Rambam. That wasn't just simply right, the printer's edition. Now, when you look in the Rambam tells you this is Sefer Ahava, and he quotes the pasuk that seems to indicate right, the thrust of Sefer Ahava. It's true with every one of the svarim of the Rambam. So the Rambam says this is Sefer Ahava. The Rambam is about to discuss Hilchus Kriyashma. So what pasuk does the Rambam write that seems to sum up the significance, right, of the halachas he's about to discuss? So the Rambam quotes the pasuk of Mahafti Torasecha, Kol Hayom Hisichasim. That's the pasuk the Rambam uses. So that Rav pointed out, that's beautiful in a duyuk. Like the kiyum of Kriyashma, the Rav would always argue is Kol Hayom Hisichasim. Kol Hayom. Comparable to Limud HaTorah. Now the pasuk says he gisa b'yom v'layla. Machlokes, Rav Shmuel Yochai, Rav Yishmo, Menachos of Tzaliches. Kol hayom, pam b'yom. Even if you'll say pam b'yom, pam b'layla, what does that mean? That the kim of Limud HaTorah is just simply right, a minute during the day and a minute at night? No, certainly not. Limud HaTorah certainly is a constant ongoing chiyu. Pambiyam Pambalaila, the Gemara in the Dharma Dabhes, Iboy Potanashe, Mikriyash Mashakris Varvis. Minimally, minimally. But the Chiyuv of Talmud Torah, certainly it's Kiyum, something which is Mamish Kalayom. The Rav suggested that's also true of Kabbalah Samalchus Shamayim. So in Kabbalah Samalchus Shamayim, the Torah insists that if the Maisa Mitzvah is done by Yom of Alayla, that's sufficient. But the kiyum is kol hayom yisichasi. Very mistaber. And Kabbalah Samalchus Shamayim is not just simply right, like karban tamid, like an isolated kiyum. It's a pervasive kiyum. So that the Rav pointed out, that's the chiddush of the Rambam. Where the Rambam writes, pamayim b'chol yom. Right? It wouldn't be accurate to say that there is a mitzvah to recite Kriya Shema. And the extent of the mitzvah is just to do so in the morning or to do so at night. No, pamayim b'chol yom means that chiddush, right? That one certainly in kiyum hamitzvah v'al yom is the mechayim. But minimally, pamayim b'chayom is considered to be sufficient. The Rav said, for example, the fact that there is an extended kiyum to Kriya Shema, right? The Mishnah, the Sugya and Brachos and Daf Tes and Daf Yud, Hakor Mikan Ve'Echlo Hivsid, the Mishnah and the accompanying Sugya, right? Where the Mishnah goes out of its way and says that if a person, right, reads Kriya Shema even the Achar Zman Kriya Shema, Lo Hivsid. What does Lo Hivsid mean? The Gemara explains Lo Hivsid HaBrachos. A person can recite Kriya Shema V'Choseha even Achar Zman Kriya Shema. Machlokas Rishonim, exactly how long? The Rambam Shita, Kol Hayom. Even though the Zman Kriya Shema has passed, nonetheless, Kol Hayom. Right, a person can recite Kriya Shema V'Choseha, the Rambam writes. You see that there's a chalos of Kriya Shema, Kol Hayom. We normally don't assume that's true. Normally, when Avar Zmano, there's no opportunity to do the mitzvah chutz l'zmano. It's the sugyan, Rosh Hashanah, Baal Ta'osif, and Nebuchav Ches. A person who will attempt to fill a mitzvah when the time has already expired. Here we say that that's not true. Some kiyum of Kriya Shema, Kol Hayom. We'll have to discuss exactly what a person fulfills at that point. But clearly, Kriya Shema v'choseha Kol Hayom. But assuming that there is a chalos, there's a kiyum of Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim Kol Hayom, one understands very well why that's true. That's the link of Kriya Shema, for example, Limud HaTorah. Just like Limud HaTorah, Pam Yom Pam Balayla, the Yisrim HaValah, does not mean that's the extent of the mitzvah. So too, when it comes to Kriya Shema, when it comes to Limud HaTorah, different in terms of the chiyuv, right, is even a prolonged one. When it comes to Kriya Shema, the chiyuv is just Pam Yom Pam Balayla, but it's a kiyum, which is nimshach. In this concept, right, that Kriya Shema is a kiyum of Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim, right, like Limud HaTorah or Shmuel Shita, any parsha is considered to be sufficient. The Rav mentioned the chiddush that you have in Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is found in the first parak of Brachos. Generally speaking, there is no p'tur of osik ben a mitzvah, potim ben a mitzvah, when it comes to Talmud Torah. After all, the chiyuv of Talmud Torah is kol hayom v'kol halayla. So how can there be, right, the p'tur of osik ben a mitzvah, potim ben a mitzvah? If the Torah expects that I'm going to involve myself constantly in Limud HaTorah, so when in the world does the Torah expect me to do every other mitzvah? So it must be that no, that the chiv of Talmud Torah means a person is obligated to learn in otherwise unoccupied time. If the Torah says you're supposed to daven, or you're supposed to be notul of Nesra, right? So that's bitul Torah. So generally speaking, we assume that there's no exemption of osik mitzvah pata mitzvah when it comes to Talmud Torah. The Gemara says Torasum naso. A person mamish who learns Yom HaBalayla, he will be exempt from certain chiyuvei derabanan. Derabanan. But the mitzvah d'araisa, of course he has to fulfill. Even mamish Torah sam naso. But Yishami writes the following chiddush, that ha'osek b'torah potter mikriyash. Great chiddush in Yerushalmi. Osik b'Torah potter mikriyashim. Yerushalmi quotes the Shita of Shimba Yochai. Why is there shinon v'zeh shinon? And ein levachol shinon b'pnei shinon. If a person is mamish osik b'Torah, no need to recite kriyashim. Why is that true? We don't say that when it comes to other mitzvahs. That osik b'Torah potter min mitzvah. No, that's only because of this chiddush. That the kiyum of Kriya Shema is Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim. And everyone agrees, both the Chachamim as well as Shmuel, that Limud HaTorah is a kiyum of Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim. So that's the Chiddush of Yerushalmi. One who is being a Kabbalah Malchus HaShemayim on Yidei, Osik v'Torah, Potim in HaKriya Shema. The Mechilta writes another exception. Osik v'Torah is Potim in HaTfilin. Mechilta and Parshas Bo. Why is that true? Because what does the Torah say in Parshas Bo? Why do you have to put on tefillin? Lamanti, a Torah says Hashem b'fiyecha. So Mechilta writes, in the end of Parshas Bo, it's a similar concept. But even though we don't normally assume osik a mitzvah, potam a mitzvah when it comes to Talmud Torah, but if the purpose of tefillin is lamanti a Torah Hashem b'picha, so osik b'torah is potam a tefillin. If the purpose of Kriya Shema is a Kabbalah Samach Hashemayim, and that's Nimin HaTorah, so Zeshinu v'Zeshinu, osik b'torah is potam a Kriya Shema. Rav pointed out to further Kiddush. When it comes to other mitzvahs, we have a definition of Yom as opposed to a definition of Laila. Yom versus Laila. Many mitzvahs only apply during the day. Mitzvahs only apply at night. We have a certain definition, Yom and Laila. The Gemara discusses in Brachos Tavches. It's exactly when, right, the Laila begins. When is it that Yom ends? What is the status of Ben Hashmashos, and Amon HaShachar, and Netzachama? But one thing is clear, as the Gemara points out explicitly in Brachos of Ches Amud Beis, that Kriya Shema has a whole different system. Kriya Shema is not dependent on Yom V'Laila. That's dependent on Shofel Kumecha, Zman Shriven, Zman Kima. The Gemara, for example, Chesma Beis calls the Chiddush Rabbi Akiva that after Amon HaShachar, it's still Laila, but one can already fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema of the Yom, because even though it's Laila, but it's still called Zman Kima. It's now called Zman Kima. People are getting up now at this time. The two halachos do not go hand in hand. That's what Tosfos comments in Brachos of Ches Amud Beis, that there'll be a different definition of Yom and Laila when it comes, for example, tzitzis or tefillin, or when it comes to Kriya Shema. Because there, the pasuk doesn't use the term Yom and Laila. The pasuk uses the terms of Ushalfu Kumecha. So the Rav just simply asked, why is that so? There's a question. But why is it that Kriya Shema should have a different concept of Zman than other mitzvahs? So the Rav answered exactly this point. When it comes to other mitzvahs, the Yom or the Laila, that is the Mechayim. That's not true when it comes to Kriya Shema. That was the Chiddush of Pamayim B'chol Yom. Really, when it comes to Kriya Shema, it's not the Yom is the Mechayev, the Laila is the Mechayev. The Kiyum HaMitzvah, the Chalos of Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim is Kol HaYom. A person should constantly be mindful of Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim. Practically, what does that mean? So if a person will do so, right, as soon as he wakes up in the morning, and it's the last thing he does before he goes to sleep at night, right, that is considered to be Tamid. So the role of Yom and Laila is very different when it comes to tefillin as opposed to Kriya Shema. When it comes to tefillin, if you assume the Laila is Lavzman tefillin, because the Pasuk says Miyam Yamima, the Rambam Shitu Halacha. So Yom is the Mechayim. So technically, when does Yom begin? So good. So that's the Sigin Brachos, and Nafes. But here, it's a constant Chiyuv. It's just that the Torah is telling us that if a person does it at this window of time, that is sufficient. One can then very well envision that the onset of the Chiyuv Kriya Shema is not necessarily the same as tefillin. One could argue that despite the fact that it's still Laila, if now a person is getting up and starting his day, that's an appropriate time of Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim. That's exactly what Rabbi Akiva says. It's considered to be Laila, but it's called Zman Kima, because the Mechayiv is completely different. So that's the Chiddush that the Rav suggested. So if a person, for example, read Kriya Shema at night and not do so during the day, you would not argue that he has fully, absolutely fulfilled the mitzvah of Kriya Shema Shalayla, but he failed to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema Yom. Not really true. The fact that he failed to repeat the Kriya Shema Yom, there's something lacking in the Kima, Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim, Pamayim B'chol Yom. And Eino Chinami, they're not Ma'akvin Zeze, to the point that we would say, if you didn't say it at night, don't bother saying it during the day. But nonetheless, the mitzvah b'shleimusa is to do so pamayim b'choyom. That's not necessarily true of something like karban tamim. Here the Rav pointed out, you understand in Sefer Mitzvos, why the Rambam in Mitzvah Yud counts Kriya Shema as a single mitzvah. And the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban writes that Kriya Shema are two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of Kriya Shema of Shofbucha and a mitzvah of Kriya Shema of Kumecha. The Rambam assumes that no, the Kriya Shema, the Lailu Vayom, is a single mitzvah. Right. This issue of the Minyan HaMitzvos, the Rambam, we've discussed several times. The Rambam writes in Shorash Yud Aleph that you don't count Chelek Mechelke HaMitzvah independently. Dalet Minim are not four different mitzvos, but one kiyum of Lulav, Esrog, Hadas, and Arav. Tefillin, for example, the Rambam counts as two independent mitzvos. In mitzvah say Yud Beis, the Rambam calls the Tefillah Shel Rosh. Mitzvah say Yud Gimel, Tefillah Shel Yad. What's the difference between Dalet Minim as opposed to Tefillin? The difference is obvious. Ma'akvin Zezen, Ein Ma'akvin Zezen. If you don't have a lulav, you don't take the Esrog, the Hadas Narava. If you don't have the Shel Yad, you still put on the Shel Rosh. There Ein Ma'akvin Zezen. Even Tosfos Hashit in Brachos, Daf Samach Amud Beis, that you make two brachos on tefillin. It's not because one is on the Shoyad, one is on the Shorosh. That sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, reciting two brachos on tefillin. Rabbeinu Tam is explicit that you'll recite two brachos even if all you have is a tefillah Shorosh. It's because of two kiyumim, two elements to tefillin. Right? Not just simply right, that there's a tefillah Shoyad and tefillah Shorosh. That's the normal rule of thumb of the Rambam Shita. Makvin zezeh, single mitzvah. Ein makvin zezeh, two separate mitzvahs. And then you have some exceptional occasions. The very next mitzvah in the Rambam, Sefer Mitzvahs, Yud Beis is the Tefillah Shel Rosh, Yud Gimel Tefillah Shel Yad, Yud Dalet is the mitzvah of tzitzis. The Rambam counts tzitzis as a single mitzvah. Even though the Rambam paskins the Tchelos and Lavan are Ein Makvin Zezeh. That we once discussed at length. Why that should be so. We won't go through all the rayas. What was the punchline? That Tchelos and Lavan is a single kiyum. Not two independent mitzvahs. I Ein Makvin, of course Ein Makvin. Even if you don't have Tchelos, you can still fulfill the mitzvah of Lavan. But the mitzvah of Bishlimusa is to have Tchelos Lavan B'yachad. Mashlam Adar Adome, in the Mishnah of Amos, Nafkuv Dalet, Chalitza. Let's assume a person does the Chalitza, but whatever, the woman for whatever reason didn't do the Rekika, she didn't spit. So the Rekika is Enema Keves. Without spitting, you'll still fulfill the mitzvah of Chalitza. So if you were writing a Sefer Mitzvah, so you would count Rekika as a separate mitzvah? Certainly not. It means the mitzvah b'shleimusa of chalitza is to have chalitza and the kriyas haparsha and the rekika. But minimally, the mitzvah will be fulfilled. There's a chalosa v'chalitza, even if only chalitza is done without the rekika. Sometimes the Rambam will count something as a single mitzvah in order to indicate that those two elements are not independent, but rather that's the mitzvah b'shleimusa. Tchelos is not a completely separate mitzvah. Tchelos and Lavan B'yachad is the mitzvah b'shleimusa of tzitzis. There are many rayas to assume that that's the chiddush of the Rambam Shita. It's here in Elkinam. Rav suggests the same thing when it comes to Kriya Shema. It's true that the Kriya Shema Shel Erev and Kriya Shema Shel Boker are Ein Makvin Zezeh. Right, to the extent that we wouldn't say that, look, you don't have your lulav, don't take an esrog, you didn't say kriya shema at night, don't repeat it during the day. still a kim of kabbalah samalchus shamayim. But the kim hamitzvah should be tamid. If a person does so balayl vayom, that al pidin can be called tamid. Right? If a person just does so once, then that is insufficient. That is not considered to be tamid. That's the chiddush of the Rambam Shita. That's the diyukim that the Rav pointed out. The uniqueness of the kiyum of Kabbalah Samalchus Shemayim as a mitzvah tamidi. And maisa mitzvah is considered to be a mayim mechoyim. And here the Rav pointed out the additional chiddush. And that's the definition of Kriya Shema according to the Rambam Shita. We mentioned the Machlokis in the Gemara Kriya Shema Daraisa, Kriya Shema Rabbana, the beautiful Chiddush Rabbi Yona, the Shabbos Aryan Siman Aleph. Even if you should assume that Kriya Shema is Daraisa, how much of Kriya Shema is Daraisa? So here you have several days in the Rishonim. Many Rishonim assume Kriya Shema Daraisa is simply the first pasuk of Kriya Shema. That's what the Rashba writes in Brachos, right, on Daf Yitesimut Aleph, and the Ramas Chalachi. That's what the Rashba repeats in Brachos, and Daf Aleph Mut Aleph, the Ramas Chomai. Pasuk Rishon is Daraisa. The Rashba also writes this in the Chuvas, Chelag Aleph and Chuvas Shimcha. Pasuk Rishon, that's Kabbalah Samach Hashemayim. That's what the Ramban also writes. The Ramban, right, in the third paragraph of Rosh Hashanah, that's Sugin of Chabches, of Mitzvah Srichos Kavanah. That's where the Ramban mentions that Chiddush, that bottom line, the halacha, how do we assume Mitzvah Srichos Kavanah? The difference between Mitzvah Daraisa as opposed to Mitzvah Darabanah. In Mitzvah Daraisa, Li Kuva, if you don't have Kavanah, you're not Yotzei. In a Mitzvah Darabanah, B'di'evit, Mitzvah Saint Srichos Kavanah. And then the Ramban adds, the Mochamos, the Chiddush, that's why there's special kavanah for the first pasuk of Kriya Shema. Because that is the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, midaraisa. And the balance of Kriya Shema is Drabanan. This is the theme of the Shagas Aryeh in Siman Aleph and Siman Beis. Good, assuming Kriya Shema is daraisa. What is daraisa? This is also what the Pri Chadash, and the Shulchan Aruch itself, the Pri Chadash discusses in Siman Samach Zayin. How much of Kriya Shema is daraisa? So one possibility is the first pasuk. The second possibility is the first parsha. Maybe the first parsha. It's true, Shema Yisrael is Kabbalah Samalchus Shemayim Yichud Hashem. But the first parsha is where we elaborate on that mitzvah. Ushalchu B'kumecha. Pri Chadash suggests that's Rashi Shittim. Rashi and Brachos and Avveis. But the first parsha is Daraisa. Rashi raises the issue that all the Rishonim deal with. That if the Mishnah tells us you can only fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema achar tzeis ha-kochavim, so how is it that we daven ma'ariv early? How can that be? So Rashi says, ooh, that's Kriya Shema Lamita. You're Yotzei with Kriya Shema Lamita. And even though all you're going to recite is the first parsha, according to Rashi, the first parsha is sufficient. At least for Kriya Shema Daraisa. And that's exactly Tosos' discussion. The opening Tosos, Brachos, Naveis Medaleh. How can you say you're Yotzei with Kriya Shema Lamita? All you're reading is a single parsha. Tosos apparently assumes that the Pri Chadash writes in Siman Samach Zayin is that for the mitzvah daraisa of Kriya Shema, parsha Rishon is insufficient. After all, if all you need midaraisa is the first pasuk, the first parsha, so Tosos' discussion is not so pressing. So just like the Gemara says, you can daven ma'ariv early. So for Kriya Shema Drabanan, that's sufficient as well. No, but if you're telling me this is part of the mitzvah daraisa of Kriya Shema, so how can you say this is called Zman Shiva? It's Tosos' discussion. So Pri Chadash assumes that Tosos' Shita is that the second parsha of Kriya Shema is also daraisa. After all, B'shochel Kumecha is not only found in Parsha Rishona, it's reiterated in Parsha Shniyah. And then the Rav commented, take a look at the Rambam. If you look in the Rambam, in the very beginning of Opus Kriya Shema, Perakalach Lochabeis, the Rambam writes, Umahu Korei, What is Kriya Shema? What is he obligated to read? The Rambam writes Gimel Parshios, all three Parshios. And the Rambam continues next halacha, halacha Gimel. The Rambam writes who Kriyas Shalos Parshios Eila Al Haseder Zuhya Nikris Kriya Shema. Right? Zuhi Nikris Kriya Shema. Does not sound like that's only a din the Rabbanon. The Rambam writes as a mitzvah d'oraisa of Kriya Shema Shalom Kumefa. The Rambam says, what is Kriya Shema? So Kriya Shalos Parshios Eila Al Haseder Zuhya Nikris Kriya Shema. As the Rav pointed out, Midaraisa, according to the Rambam, all three Parshios. The Rav pointed out even a further chiddush according to the Rambam. Those words, Al HaSeder. What does Al HaSeder mean? Apparently, the Seder are Parshios. First to have Kabbalah Samach Shemaim, Kabbalah Samitzvos, Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. Apparently, that was also a Dindaraisa. The Rambam writes, Kriya Sholos Parshios, Al HaSeder. The Seder are Parshios, are not Ma'akev. No, but nonetheless, the Rambam writes, the King Daraisa Bishnei Musa is Gimel Parashios Al HaSeder. Even if a person would read out of order, it will still be Yotzei. That's the art that the Rashba has. The Rashba, the very beginning, the second parak of Brachos. Hayakar B'tor V'giyaz Manikra. A person just reading, right, through the Sefer Torah. And so happens, he read the right Parashios at the right time. What is the Mishnah saying? Kivin L'Biyatzah. So the Rashba points out, there's not a chedush in that line of the Mishnah. What are the chedushim? Well, number one is he said the parsha is out of order. That's the Rashba writes, no. Because if you read it the way that they are written in Chumash, it does not follow at that Seder. First Kabbalah Sal Mitzvos, Kabbalah Sal Malchus Shemayim, Kabbalah Sal Mitzvos, and then Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? No. So, if you have Seder parsha is Namakir. And the Rashba writes, there's a huge hefsek. No? Your mamash reading throughout the Chumash. So apparently that hefsek is not makiv either. And you're not reciting brachos. Rashbarite, the brachos not be makiv either. Right, just saying the three parshios, even though it's out of order, even though it's with a great lapse of time, even though other parshios are inserted in the middle, nonetheless, you'll still be outside. But the Rambam seems to indicate that the kiyum daraisa, that's specifically Al HaSeder. That's what the Rav discussed, this Chiddush the Rambam, that all three parshios are daraisa. How is that? After all, the Mishnah Brachos, Machlokas Ben Zoma, the Chachamim, the third parsha is simply Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. And Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, Mamish the Machlokas, so that even applies at night. The sheet of the Chachamim, the Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, is Dafka B'Yom. You take a look at the Rashba, now see you. The Rashba has 2 days. The Rashba writes Poshup Shad. Machlok has been Zomar Chachamim. According to the sheet of Chachamim, they did not recite the partial Titzis Balayla. And then the Rashba refers you to the Shita Sarayve, that no. Even according to the Chacham, he used to read all three parshas at night. But is that a din d'oraisa or is that a din d'rabbanan? Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim b'layla, mitzvah d'oraisa? Or is kol yimei chayecha, that ribui, is that only nasmachta? That's what the Rashba writes, that even according to the Chacham, they used to read all three parshas. But is it a mitzvah d'rabbanan? The parsha of Tzitzis. Again, we passed them like the view of Ben Zoma that no, the Kriya Shema goes hand in hand with the Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. The mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim Yom V'Laila. So again, how is it that the Rambam can argue that all three parshas of Kriya Shema Daraisa, if it's so clear that the third parsha of Kriya Shema is the kiyum of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? So the Rav quoted B'Shem Reb Chaim is the following, however. When you look in Sefer Mitzvot, another difficulty. Nowhere does the Rambam count the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's also a stunning omission. Rav doesn't mention Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Rav quoted Vashem Rav Chaim. This exact Yiddish. That's exactly the point. It's not a difficulty. How come the Rambam counts Kriyat Shema as all three parshiyos? And how come Rambam fails to mention Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? The Rambam understood that Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is not an independent mitzvah, but rather it's part of the kiyum of Kabbalah Samalcha Shemayim. It's not coincidental that we fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema and quickly we fulfill the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. According to the Rambam, it's a single kiyum. Why? Because Kabbalah Samalcha Shemayim means, right, Yichud Hashem, Borei, Manig, Anochi Hashem Lokecha, Hashem Hotzisicha. Kabbalah Samalcha Shemayim must acknowledge Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's exactly the Chiddush in Rambam Shita. Not as an independent kiyum at all, right, but rather right, as part of the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. Rav went on to give many rayas to demonstrate this is true, the relationship of Kriyat Shema with the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. But again, give an entire background. The kiyum, right, as a mitzvah tmidis, part of Kabbalah Samalcha Shemayim. And that is the role of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Right? There's an inherent part right, of that kiyum. Just a comment regarding Parshas Noach. Rashi in the very beginning cites the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Kufes. Why is it that the Pasuk describes Noach as being the Ish Tzadik Tamim? Right? Didorosa. Why does the Pasuk have to add that modifier of Vidorosim? So Rashi, of course, cites the Gemara Sanhedrin Kuches, that Yesh Mirab Osena Shadorshin Meshvach, Yesh Shadorshin Meganai. The two possibilities in the Gemara. Focus on Marai. Either the Torah is telling us the Shvach, that after all, that had Noah lived another generation, how much greater he would have been able to be, the Dor HaShel Avraham Avinu. But even the corrupt generation, he was able to attain greatness. And V'yesh Dor HaShel Avraham Avinu. Now, but if he had lived a different generation, as you know, the Dor HaShel Avraham Avinu, so Rashi writes, Lo Hayah Nechshav L'Klum, it would have been considered nothing. No. So in relation to those in his generation, so good. Right? He was considered to be a relative tzaddik. Good. It's a simple kasha. If you understand the Yesh Darshan L'Shvach, we understand very well why it is that the Torah records that fact. Noah was able to reach right, such a high level right, despite his generation. But if it's the Gnai, not despite his generation, in a relative sense, relative to everyone else, he was able to be a tzaddik. It's a simple difficulty. Let's assume it's true. It's true. But what's the Musar asking? Why is it that the Torah has to emphasize this fact? Imagine you have a graduation ceremony, and certain people are chosen to be, whatever, to receive all the honors. And imagine the administrator would get up and say, you know, this was a very difficult decision. Why? Because the class was so weak, right, and so terrible. It's hard to, but this guy was able to do a little bit better than most. So that would be a pressing statement. That would be a great shvach. Yeah, we're used to the other things. It's a hard choice. Everyone is deserving. Imagine Yesh Darshan L'Gnai. Well, that's just so much true, but not everything that's true should be said. Now, why is it the pasuk goes out of its way and tells us this, no? So if you look in the Drashos Mahari Mintz, in Drasha Dalit, it writes a beautiful Chiddush. It writes, if you take a look in the Gemara, in the Perek Lamed Beis, Parshas Hazim, Kadosh Baruch Hu says the following, that Amarti Afehem, Ashbisa Mi'enu Zichra. Kadosh Baruch Hu says that there are times that Knesset Yisrael right, does not follow the Mitzvah Hashem, And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ready to put an end to them. Rachman al-Islam to destroy Knesset Yisrael. However, Lulei Kas Oyevalu. If not for the enemies of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, enemies of Knesset Yisrael. So what exactly does that mean? After all, they're the ones that say that Lo Hashem Polazos. Kadosh Baruch Hu is ready to destroy Knesset Yisrael at times, but fails to do so, refrains from that, because of Kas Oyev Agla. So what exactly does that mean? So Rashi writes the following. Kadosh Baruch Hu is concerned with the response of the Masalam. Rachman al-Islam, Kadosh Baruch Hu will punish Knesset Yisrael severely. And what's going to happen? Rashi says, Yitzah Hagdula Baal. The Muslims are going to see it as their victory. They're not going to see it as Harva Onesh, failure to listen to the Dvar Hashem. Mayom Ragayim. How will they respond to severe punishment of Knesset Yisrael? So sometimes, because of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu exercises restraint. So if you take a look in the Ramban, Ramban quotes the Sheet of Rashi. And right, it's very difficult. Ramban refers you to the pasuk in Yeshayim, Perak Mem, Kol Hagoyim Ayin Kenegda, Ephes Vasol Nechshevula. Dumas Olam are like nothing in the eyes of Hashem. Pasuk can't just simply means that Kadosh Baruch Hu is ready to act, but because of that concern, Kadosh Baruch Hu refrains. So what exactly does it mean? The Ramban writes this Kiddush. Sometimes, no doubt, Knesset Yisrael falls short of the mark. And they're worthy of punishment. But then, that's what the Ramban writes, Kadosh Baruch Hu looks at the other Musa Olam, who deny Kadosh Baruch Hu entirely. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds by saying, how can I punish Knesset Yisrael? Look at the contrast. Look at the Muslim around them. That's Lui Kaso Yevagu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, when I see how Knesset Yisrael shines relative to the Umos HaOlam, even if they fall short of the mark, but how can I punish them when they're able to soar above those around them? That's what the Ramban writes. It means that at times HaKadosh Baruch Hu will judge Knesset Yisrael, right, in a relative sense. That's a tremendous Midas HaChesed, to be able to say that despite the fact that a person was able to act in a certain way, didn't reach, right, the zenith, the pinnacle of Tzidkus, but nonetheless that person is worthy of great schar. Because Lui Kasa Yevagor, because he rose above those around him. That the Maran writes, that's Yesh Darshan L'Gnai. Doesn't mean that the Pasuk is interested in telling you, you know, Noach was only a relative tzaddik. Just simply to say something that almost sounds at first glance to be derisive. No, Chas V'Shalom. The Pasuk is telling you an incredible Musar Haskel. It may very well be that Noach was not the tzaddik Gamor. And it could very well be in other settings, as Rashi writes, the Henechshav V'Klum. But yet, the world was saved through Noah. And why was that true? Because he was able to rise above those in the generation. That means that Kadosh Baruch Hu will view that ability, right, and judge the world with the Midas HaChesed. That's an incredible Musar Haskel. Right? If you're dealing with Mamish, the Tzadik Gamor, Avram Avinu, it's no surprise. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save a world, the Schus of Avram. But to save a world in the Schus of Noah, right, that is the result of Chasdei Hashem. That the Ramin strives, that's the lesson of Yeshu Nerush Magnai. You look in the Haftorah, Parshas Noah, at Yeshayin and Dalet, yes, you understand very well. What happens? Again, right? The very same depiction. What happens? That there's sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm angry at Knesset Yisrael. A time of Hester Panim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ready to punish Knesset Yisrael. Right? But the Pasuk continues and says, no, v'chesed olam richamtich. But no, I will relate to Knesset Yisrael with the midas HaChesed. And why is that true? He may know of Zosli. Because of the Mabul in the time of Noah. So what exactly does that mean? Kadosh Baruch was angered at Knesset Yisrael, but he invokes the midas HaChesed. Right? Just simply what? Because he remembers that Kaviyacha, what was done in the time of Noah. No, that's exactly the lesson of Adar HaSav. Noach means that a person will be worthy of great credit, great schar, simply to be able to rise above those around him, despite the fact that maybe the person falls short of being a tzaddik gamur. That's exactly what Tav Torah is. Kadosh Baruch Hu was angered at Knesset Yisrael, but necessarily he must invoke the Midas HaChesed, because after all, that's Asher Nishbatim Yavar Mei Noach, right? Because that was my covenant, that was my understanding, right, from the time part of the month. If that's true, you understand very well the Musar HaSkel of Yerz Deshen L'Gnai. Not simply to mention that Noah fell short, but despite all shortcomings, right, the world is saved through Noah. Right, so that's the Chiddush, right, that HaKadosh Baruch relates to us, right, in that great sense of Midas HaChesed.